All right, while they're making their way up here, it is good to see so many of y'all up front, by the way. Thank you. I don't know that I'm going to be able to use every single one of your help today, but thank you for coming up. So today we have some great stories Jesus gives us. We have some great stories the Sacred Scripture gives us. So if we look at how we get along with one another, do you ever think that sometimes we're like the apostles in the gospel today? Like, did y'all pick up on what was happening in the gospel? Like, the disciples were there and they were having a conversation, right? And what were they talking about? Like, Jesus picks up on immediately. He says, hey, what's going on, guys? Did y'all pick up on what was going on? What were they arguing about? They were talking about who was better. Do y'all ever do that? Like, among yourselves, you're like, hey, who's better? Yeah, some of y'all are like, yeah, we do. You don't do that? Some of you don't do it? But some of you do. Some of you do. Okay, so let me get a couple of helpers. Anybody want to just come up here? Yes, ma'am. Why don't you come here? Yes, sir. You come up here. How about you? And you. Okay, y'all come up on this part. All right, so let's pretend like you guys are having a conversation of like, who's the best? Who's the best? And what would y'all say? Yeah, how many of you would say, yeah, you all point to yourself, don't you? Raise your hand, you're like, I'm the best? So what happens if you're arguing with each other and you're mad at the people around you? Well, how would you look? Would you be like, is that how you would look? How would you look? No? How would you look? You would look like mad at each other, like, I think I'm the best. Okay, but what happens when we argue like this? Like, nothing gets done. Right? We argue and we yell at each other and we fight and then nothing good happens. So in order to be on the same page, what might you have to do? You have to cooperate. You have to listen to each other. You have to talk. You have to give each other a chance to talk. Because if you argue and you yell and you scream and you're like, I'm the best. No, I'm the best. Then nothing's going to be good. St. James told us in the second reading we heard today. Right? When there's dissension among us, what happens? There's disorder. Do you know what disorder looks like? Yes. What does it look like? How many of you want to raise your hand and say, my room looks like disorder? Any of you all say that? A few of you say that. Right, so disorder is when we don't get along. So I have a little science experiment I want to do. Okay, if that's okay with y'all? We're going to go back in time?
Yeah.
That would be a cool science experiment, but no, I don't have that kind of technology. No, this is what's called an energy stick. Does anybody have you ever used one of these? You have? Okay, so what happens in an energy stick? There's a current that goes around. And what we want to do is we want to try to complete this current so that the energy stick works. So if you guys are fighting and bickering, can the energy stick work?
No.
No. What might you have to do to make the energy stick work?
Get
along, work together. What might that look like? Can you all like get in a little circle? And can you hold hands? Okay, so this is the way the energy stick's going to go. Here, I'm gonna join in right here. I'm going to put one side of the energy stick here. Hey, grab onto this. Grab onto this side. Here, and then you let go. And then you grab on. See, that's what energy stick looks like. See, it's lighting up. It's making a sound. Okay, so when one of you says, I'm out of here, like, why don't you let go of your hands right there? It stops working. He says, I'm out of here. He says, I'm the best. I don't want to talk to y'all. And then what happens to the energy stick? It doesn't work. Okay, so let's get a couple more people up here. Let's see if we expand it. Yes, ma'am. And you, and you, and you. And how about you over here? And then you, and then you. And let's see if we can make the circle bigger. And let's see if the energy stick works. Okay? Where is the energy stick, by the way? Okay, so what's happening? All right, so what has to happen for it to work? We have to get along, right? Okay, what's happening? It's working. It's lighting up. Why is it working? Because you're getting along. Because you're saying, hey, I respect you, I love you, I care about you. And because of that, the energy stick is working. Now, what if one of you says, I'm out of here?
I'm out of here.
You're out of here. Did you let go of your hands?
Bye.
You said, bye, I'm way too good. And then, oh, because y'all reconnected the cycle. The circuit is, now you let go of it and it stopped working. See, but the point is that, and if we did this, we could get every person in the church connected to it?
No.
We could do that. It would take a while, I think.
That would take like 15
years. But what would happen, it would take like 15 years?
No.
That would be a long time. But the point is, the energy stick is still on because the Holy Spirit is working through all of us and because we're working together. Okay, so why don't y'all go have a seat? I want to talk about what this means. I'll take the energy stick back. Here you go.
Does it work with
Thank y'all very much. It will work with one person like this. Look at that. It's connected. It barely works. There's not enough energy. That's right. So, my friends, we do this for a reason. Because we are reminded that as a church, we are called to be what? Are we called to be separate? Or are we called to be together?
Together.
We're called to be together. So we need to work together. We need to hold each other's hands. We need to help each other. What does that look like? How can you make sure you are connected to the people around you? What can you concretely do? And what I mean by that is give me an example of how you can stay connected to each other so the energy stick works, so that the Holy Spirit works in your family, in your school, in your classes. Yes.
Be nice.
Be nice. That's a great answer. Being nice to each other keeps you connected. What else can you do to stay connected? We can hold hands together. So like when somebody's crying or having a tough time, you can hold their hand or you can give them a hug and say, it's going to be okay, right? What else can we do to make sure we're connected? Yeah, we stay connected. What else can we do to stay connected? Yes, ma'am. You can help people. Like who? Like your mom and dad when it's time for chores. Like your siblings if they need help with homework. Yeah, helping the poor. And if somebody falls down, you can help them up. What else can you do to stay connected? Yes. What's that? You can clean your room. That would be an awesome way, right, parents? That's an awesome way to help out. Yes, sir. What can you do to help out? How about you? Yes, ma'am. What can you do to help out? You can play fair. You can play by the rules. How about for all the adults that are here? Do y'all have any good advice for the adults how they can stay connected? What's some grown-up ways? Yes, ma'am. What can... They can try not to fight. Okay, that's good. Yes, what else? What would you tell the parents to say, like, stay connected to each other? What would you tell them? How about you? What would you tell the parents to do?
Do charity.
Do charity, right, to help each other out. Yes, ma'am. What would you tell the adults to do to stay connected? Go to church together. Like, these are all great examples. Okay, y'all can put your hands down. I want to say a couple more things about the readings today. See, my friends, see, y'all understand. Y'all understand how important it is to stay connected. Y'all understand how important it is to do things together. Y'all understand how important it is to work together. See, my friends, our culture, our society, our world a lot of times is broken because there's disorder, because we're not working together, because we're not helping each other. And so what the Lord tells us today is He says, don't focus so much on yourself, but focus on what's going on around you. Focus on being loving. Focus on being nice. Focus on being kind, because that's what the Lord wants of you. That's what He wants for all of us. He wants us all to give our lives to help each other, to stay connected. And so, my friends, when there are times in our lives when we do drop hands, when there are times when we cross our hands over our chest and we say, I don't want to talk to you because you're being mean, it hurts. It hurts us and it hurts everybody. So what we pray for today is we pray for reconciliation. We pray for harmony. We pray for peace. We pray that all of us can be instruments to reach out our hand to our neighbor, to connect so that love can always be there among us, so love can be cycling through our hearts and our lives and our minds. So you guys ready for that challenge? Okay, so this week, whenever you feel like you want to put your hand down and cross your arms and say, I don't like you anymore, remember that's not what Jesus wants you to do. He wants you to reach out and to say to somebody, look, I love you, I care for you, I'm here to help. That's what the Lord wants for all of us, because my friends, I got news for you. If we do that, if we're nice to each other, if we're kind to each other, we're going to be happier. And if we're happier, this world is going to be a better place. So we pray today that the Lord Jesus may come into our heart and help us to be able to get along, to share love, to be able to focus on Him. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, you guys can go back and have a seat. Thank you so much for your help.